Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Welcome to the Friends.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things. I just wish things would get better. I'm trying to get rid of them, but nothing seems to stay the same.
Now, you might not have heard me last week, but damn it, you're going to hear me this week, okay? And speaking of being heard, though, right?
Oh,
I want to talk about what we just listened to. Now, that clip that you listened to, you know, you heard it. It's a child in distress with a lot on their mind who had something to say that they wanted to get off of their chest.
Oh,
and I thought it was only appropriate that we do our part in aiding this person with maybe getting a little bit of help they need. So that was Kerryon Franklin. That was Kirk Franklin's son.
Stop it.
Wow.
That you just heard singing that clip about waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things that just want things to get better. Okay. That was Kirk Franklin's son. And that is the way, you know, the musical talent, it runs in the family. He's a songwriter too, y'all. Okay. I love it. That was Kerryon Franklin, who, you know, just needed a little bit of help. Okay. When he got cussed up out of here. Now, I don't know. Some people feel how they feel about it. You know, I'm a communicator. Okay, I believe in being direct, and I believe in using the, as a dear friend of mine whose house I'm about to go into, often says, words mean things. So there's nothing wrong with using words to, you know, effectively communicate and get your point across. And I believe cuss words are effective words to communicate and get your point across with. So I ain't seen nothing wrong with it. I mean, I see what's wrong with it, but I didn't see nothing wrong with it, okay? And I just wanted to give a little bit of honor to Brother Kerryon this morning, because I know he woke up in the morning thinking about so many things. And with that being said, welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look at all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene, blah, blah, blah. Now, that clip is actually from Gia Jadice. Well, Jadice, excuse me. Teresa Jadice's daughter when she was a little girl. I think that was season 3 of The Real Housewives.
Did she write this song? What was happening?
She wrote that song.
Oh, wow.
And it's because her parents and her uncle, her mom's brother, Joe Gorga, and his wife, Melissa, they were fighting. They were arguing, and they could not get along. And there was a bit of like a, it wasn't really a, not really a fight. It was like a scuffle, okay, at this baby's christening. And it was a whole thing. And that's, I guess that stressed her little motherfucking ass out. That's why she said, baby, she picked up that Lisa Frank pencil. And she picked up that note, that thick, wide-ruled line paper, okay? And she got to writing her little feelings about, woke up in the morning, thinking about so many things, I just had to get better. You know, she had a lot on her little, it was on her little heart, her little feelings, you know what I'm saying?
I screamed on Twitter when you were like, look at all the little breaths she takes in between.
That was literally what should have been the name of the song, Every Breath You Take.
Because you don't, no, it should have been Breathe Again, because that's what she kept doing. I'm going to tell you something. You don't want to laugh because you want to encourage children to be expressive in that way. You want to encourage them to lean into the arts and to not be shy and timid in large groups of people. You know what I mean? So it would have, you know, I would have been trying my best to not laugh, but I feel like my teeth may have been shown. Because of the way that she was gas taking them, thinking about something. That breathing, I'm telling you, it was just the breaths. It was a lot for me. So, yeah. How y'all doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? How's the birthday boy doing?
first of fucking Asante all. Okay, happy Smith. Birthday to Asante Pecante. Woke up in a new Bugatti.
33. Okay. This is a big 33. Year.
I don't know how I got here, but I'm here. I'm
your
here.
Your Ewing year. Your Patrick Ewing year, nigga. 33.
Are you excited about 33?
I'll be excited, I guess, whenever I get my damn vaccination. It's just like, I remember last year, this shit happened right before my birthday, and then it's like the year mark. Now we into it, and it's happening again still. So I did a little something for me, but I still want to do a little something for the world. Shit, I don't know. I need to travel all the way like I really want to and wild out and see some blue-ass, green-ass water or something. But I'm waiting, staying stronger than everybody else, so I get that shot.
Oh, I thought he was saying see some blue ass. I was like, where is this happening? Right. What did that
you
mean?
Know you be into that, you know you be into that virtual reality shit. I know. I thought if you had a new, you know, new eyewear. New
okay, so let's bring both of those together right quick, really fast, right? So y'all know I watch all the sci-fi bullshit. There's a show that came out on Fox called The Orville, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I remember it being this like stupid, silly space show, and I just decided I was gonna try to start watching it. This motherfucker walks in like in the first scene, like he like lands his fucking spaceship, and then he walks into the bedroom. His wife is cheating on him with some alien. The nigga was blue. He lifts his head up over the sheet, and I guess he's nutting like his head. His head like exploded these little blue things. I was like, this is, I don't know why I pressed play on this show. I'm not going to watch it. Like, I had to turn it off right then.
Wow.
So
when
you just
no
hit
thanks.
The blue thing and all that, I thought about that. I'm sorry. But how y'all doing?
Sounds
no, that's
like
me. That's
quite a mess to clean up. Can you imagine if cum was blue, stains that would be on every goddamn thing?
Later on in the episode, the nigga said, do you know how hard it is to get blue out of a lampshade? I was like, oh, hell no.
No, wait, hold on, because I have something to add. But first, before we continue this, does anyone have any announcements?
Do I have announcements? No. I'll be live tweeting the Soul of a Nation show on ABC.
When is that?
Tuesday. It actually is going to air, well, yesterday by the time this comes
okay.
out. But I'll be doing it again next week, too. So be on the lookout for that next Tuesday at 10 p.m. Watch it with me. It's an amazing, amazing docuseries on ABC. So we can look forward to that.
Come on.
As far as announcements, my announcements this week would be put your mints in. For all everyone, because people, motherfuckers, they congregating, they getting back together, we getting these shots and shit. Put your mints in. You ain't been in nobody's face in a whole year.
Mask,
you didn't
forgot
your breath stain. Yeah, you know, and the mask ain't did nothing but hold on to put your funky ass breath in a bear hug anyway. So you dry mouth, whole wheat breath having motherfuckers. Y'all need to understand that it's time to put your mints in, okay?
And speaking of, I need to get an esthetician or something to jump on a wellness segment because a lot of you have been hitting me up about the maskne, the acne from your mask that you're dealing with. Yeah, asking if I had any advice. I haven't experienced this, so I wouldn't be able to give you firsthand advice, but I'd rather...
Because you change your mask.
I'd rather have...
Like we do. We get new ones.
I'd rather...
Throw that dirty motherfucker out.
Somebody licensed.
Spit and Wet n' Wild lipstick all over your goddamn mask. Carmex. Throw your mask out. Goddamn it. Get you a new one. Shit.
Asante, anything you wanted to say?
And put a little green alcohol on the inside of it, too, if it's fabric.
I don't have any announcements that I would like to make yet, but I do have something that will be coming back up very soon. I've been working on it for a very long time. It's going.
Amen.
I'm just putting some touches on it. I had to make it right before I do anything with it. So when that comes, I will be able to let you all know.
You will
but
let us know.
It's going to be fun and exciting. Come what about through. You,
sound like you're sewing.
Yes, I have two.
A web by weave. But, Fran, let's hear about those two.
Yeah, so the first one's my announcement, and it's that I was recently on Revolt TV, which was so cute.
Ooh.
Right? In partnership with Ally Bank, and it was adorable. It was so much fun. The team was all Black women, so I felt like my thoughts were clear. I was calm. You know, you just feel at home. Sometimes interviews can feel very sterile, especially if you're in a massive room with a huge production team. It can be kind of like, oof, but they made me feel at home. I wanted to shout them out for sure. You can check that out now. If you missed it on Revolt TV, you can check it out on their digital at on their YouTube channel, which is just Revolt TV in the browser. It's doing really well and it's just cute. I'm really happy that I partook.
You looked amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And then the second one was the, remember I had mentioned that I shouted out a brand, and now once they got their ducks in a row, they came back for me. I couldn't speak on it at the time because it was an embargo, but it's officially been announced that it was that Be Rooted brand of journals with the really cute black girls. Oh,
yes. It's
now available at Target.
Yes,
which is so awesome. I actually tweeted, which is what I was saying, she came back around for the kid because she got me to do a sponsored tweet just kind of letting my supporters know that it's not available at Target, which was super cool of her. I was like,
that's
wonderful. Like I said, they had just emailed me back in November, just a PR email, you know, where people let you know what new products are out that they think that I'd be interested in. Normally I don't just like shout people out unless it's something that I was like, whoa, this is so cute, you know, school, just for us. I actually have two of them that I use daily for our Friend Zone stuff. So they are really, really nice journals. So I had to put that out there and let you guys know that. That's it. Those are my two announcements. This is a Shoot the Shit episode. Oh, wait, but I do have a black business that I wanted to highlight. Because it is my boo, my homie, Jesse Boykins III has a merch shop. Did y'all see his cute merch shop?
Happy belated to Jesse.
Dope.
Yes. Pisces season going strong.
Happy belated to Jesse. So he has a merch shop and it is so cute. It has, I'm dead because I wrote down all the information and didn't write the link. It's Jesse Loves Earth. Hold on, let me make sure.
It's jessieloves.earth. I got you, friend.
Jessieloves.earth. You see how excited I was?
I'm right here with you.
So, do you remember his song, Amoris? Amoris! Mm-hmm. From back from 2008. From his project, The Beauty Created, which is actually one of my personal fave songs. I tell him all the time, that's my number one Jesse Boykins III song. He actually dropped an Amoris collection. So he has his regular merch, but then he dropped the specialty Amoris collection. They have socks, sweatsuits, long sleeve crew necks. So cute. And the best part, it has a line from the song that's actually my personal fave line. So I feel special. It's, she was way too fly, so I grew wings. And it says that on the back, which is just so fly to me. And
period.
It's just really cute merch. You know he's super creative and artsy fartsy. I call him soulful. I'd be like, you so soulful. So his
Jesse
merch,
motherfucking Boykins.
Jesse Boykins, okay, III. And so of course his merch was gonna be super cute. So definitely get your hands on that. Unfortunately, the t-shirt I wanted was sold out. It sold out within like an hour and I didn't catch it because I was working, so I was super sad about that. But it's coming back in 2 weeks. He's going to restock the whole shop. But go ahead and grab what you can. There's still socks. There's still sweatsuits. Just want to put that out there. JesseLoves.earth. And it's Jesse Boykins III's merch shop. And that's it for the Black Business Highlight. Now we can jump back into what you were saying about the alien blue bust.
About that blue goo out the head.
That blue goo. Oh,
that blue goo out the head.
There's the episode title, that blue goo.
What that blue goo do?
I love y'all's face. Y'all's like,
What does it do? Stain every goddamn thing.
No, Have y'all seen there's a new show on, I think it's HBO Max called Generation. Y'all seen this?
I ain't started watching it yet, but I seen it with old boy from
Yes.
Yeah. Damn.
What show was that? Not The Block. It's not The Block.
I'm so mad I can't remember what show it was. On Showtime with the dysfunctional crazy ass family.
Where it was like in the 70s. It was like an era piece. I cannot remember the damn name of that show.
Damn, I can't remember the name of that show. Dream but that Girls. Kid from that show.
What'd you call it?
Dream Girls.
I told you, please.
Sound like the Dream Girls to me.
No, he was the lead in a show that was like based on hip hop in the 70s, and not hip hop. It was like a 70s, 80s. I don't know. He was the lead, and it got
canceled. Everybody
was so pissed about it.
The Get Down.
The lead
on Netflix. Right?
Yes. The lead from Jaden
Smith.
Well,
wasn't
Jaden
Smith in The Get Down?
He was. Thought you were being silly, but he actually was in it. So the lead from that show is now on another show called Generation, I believe. And
He's got a cool name. I just looked it up. I'm sorry.
What is it? Actually,
Justice
Smith. Okay, Justice.
Oh, I know exactly who Justice Smith is. Yeah, I know who that is.
And what's the show called? Dope. Is it Generation something or just Generation?
The show that they just came out with is called Generations, I believe. Or Generation, excuse me.
Generations.
And then, I was going to say.
I got curious. Got curious. What'd you say?
Y'all know what Generations is, right?
What is it?
It was a... Oh, no. See, y'all always think I'll be playing. Because
I don't know.
It was an old, like, soap opera, hour long. Not, I don't know if it was an hour long, but it was an old soap opera back in the day that Vivica Fox was on.
What?
Way back in it, like, years ago. Look up Generations. And you can find the episodes of what you used to be able to, because, you know, YouTube be like, snatched. So I don't know if they're still up there, but Generations is an old-ass show that a lot of people, you watch. When this episode comes out, they're going to comment on that. People that remember Generations.
They'll link me.
Okay, Fox back in it.
No, but this is a show called Generations on HBO Max that he's on. And so I was like, oh, okay, let me see if this is like a Euphoria, you know, type deal. And I clicked it, and one of the opening scenes, I'm talking about 2-3 minutes in, is this boy masturbating and tasting it. And I was like, what is happening?
I watched the trailer for it, and some
Gen Z.
Something about the two dads got me. I was, when the girl said something about her two dads, I was Black like, girl. Wait, what?
The worst is you watching some shit like that and somebody comes into the room, you're just like, I have no explanation. This is just a show.
That's how it would have been about that Blue Goo, so. You know what's crazy? I'm glad that I looked him up, because I didn't realize Justice Smith, he played in one of the recent Pokemon movies, Detective Pikachu, where Ryan Reynolds actually voiced Pikachu in that movie.
Oh, how cute.
But it was cool because it was like a Pokemon movie with, like, you know, somebody Black on the front. It was like, oh my God, like, now I really can be a Pokemon master too.
That's so cute. So,
to see him do that and then now be like hypersexual on Showtime like he's Zendaya is like, you know, the range that this new little generation's doing.
And I saw that he's dating the son from Queen Sugar. What's the
Micah.
And I, funny enough, I just
what did Kiki say? Because ain't that who Michael go with on the show?
What did Kiki say?
It's Kiki. Is she with
are they still together? Because I actually just started watching Queen Sugar's new season. I did not realize it came back out. It's like 5 episodes in. Do y'all watch it or no?
I fell off with the queen.
It just been a lot going on. I didn't care my eye on it.
That right there is why I fell off.
Wait, I'm waiting on it. Charlie, say it.
Me and Blue. Nova. Charlie.
I just could not keep up with Ralph and everybody.
I can. Yeah, but well,
he looks so cute in Doja Cat's new video. I was like, okay.
I want to talk about streets.
I see what y'all see. Ooh, I wish y'all could see their faces. Ooh. And speaking of Doja Cat, shall we go into the Grammys?
We might as well. Shout out to the Grammys.
I watched.
What a ceremony it was.
I watched.
There's a lot to see this year.
What'd y'all think? It was good. I was entertained.
It was good. I'm going to just, you know, start off with my high points. Mm-hmm.
A1, well, you know, really, my real high points. India Sean in the beginning, you know what I'm
period.
Saying?
The end.
See her yes. looking yes. bomb, diggity, and sounding like beautiful, okay?
And it's please. Funny because I knew it was her before the light even came on.
Yo!
I swear to God, I said, that's India.
I was
India.
So mad. I was like, that would be crazy if that was India.
I
and
knew
then I'm
it.
Looking, I'm like, wait, am I being like, am I just typecasting right now, or
nope,
does that girl actually look
it.
Like her?
I knew
and it.
It
was her. I was so excited.
So excited. And let me say that Harry Styles, I wasn't super familiar with his songs
Watermelon
as a solo
Sugar.
Artist, but that Watermelon Sugar record is crazy.
The jam.
What?
Make you want to just pop your pelvis. Watermelon Sugar.
And I loved his little look, you know, with the flared pants and when he went to India.
Candace Owens didn't.
Stop it.
Candace Owens didn't love it. Remember when her what she looked like? Her chicken bone looking ass. Remember when she, Candace Owens do look like the end of a chicken leg bone. But remember when she was talking shit about him in that spread? Was it GQ? It was some
she?
Magazine that he had done. Yeah, and he wore like a dress, I guess, in one of the photos
oh,
or whatever.
Girl, get over
you know, some
it.
Artsy shit. Right. Right. She her dry back of the hair having ass talking about
God
him
damn.
In that dress and talking about, I guess, manly man out of style or something she said.
Wow.
You would know.
Well, I loved his outfit. I loved when he went over.
Candace
to-
Owens do look like Cat Williams.
I don't know. It was something
yes, she
about
do.
That.
She looked like they both be having their hair slicked back. Cat Williams looking ass.
It was you know that. That last joke. I'm sorry.
I was saying I love when
anyway.
He went and over to India and they started doing that little dance. Did you see that?
Oh yeah,
that was
I
so
did.
Cute.
I did.
But I listened to the project. Hold on, let me pull it up. It's called Fine Line, and he Ooh. Dropped it back in 2019. So obviously I'm a little late, but it is good, y'all.
That's good.
It is a good album from top to bottom, no skips. It's just one of those feel good. Like I don't know what genre would this be. Indie pop. It kind of has like an indie pop, like you
yeah.
know, driving down
it's
the
just,
highway.
It's just white music. You know, it is. That's what it is. It's just, you know, it's literally when you think about like white music, you know what I'm saying? It's like white music.
Just,
that's all it is.
Just, it's
yeah,
what it
we
is.
Love white music. We it's
he
white
said
music.
We love white people.
What, yeah. But, well, white music and white people, but white music. You know
just,
what I'm saying? Like,
but it is a very, very, very good project. So definitely take a listen. I was happy that it put me on because I totally missed that drop. I had not heard that song at all.
Because you don't eat sugar. Do you, friend?
I sure
now, had
do.
It been watermelon agave? Or you know what I'm saying?
Watermelon wow. agave.
Right? Watermelon agave. right, friend? You would have fucked with it. You know what I'm saying?
Did you have any other standout moments? Because my personal fave was Harry Styles, just because I got put onto a record that I cannot stop playing now. But I did like Silk Sonic. I thought they were cute.
As far as other performances go, you know, the other thing I was going to mention was definitely Megan Thee Stallion. The Stallion was looking good, sounding good. I'm glad that we're finally getting like the bow wrapped up on certain things, like hearing Savage. You know how like a song has to like play for a certain amount of time before it pops, and then after it pops, it's like a whole other season. So it's like we're finally getting like the tail end seasons of certain songs, and I'm just like, wow, thank God. Like, you know, when it's a hit, so it's like it's a good thing, but then when the hit is actually like running its course, it's like, all right, well, you know, now is where I say if I'm really that much of a fan or not. And it's like Savage, I've been savaged out, but like seeing it like fresh, like a fresh performance after not hearing it for a while, it was like, all right, good, like this is a good goodbye. So it was good to
well
hear.
What a course to run, right? Because
oh, yeah.
they literally took that song, Beyonce remixed it. They took the song to the top of the Billboard charts and then won 2 Grammy Awards for it, one of which was a history-making win. Black, two women who have never, women have never won that award before in the past, and they won for Best Rap Song, or was it Performance?
I think it was Performance.
One of the two.
Performance, yeah.
Performance, yeah, one of the two. They won for it. It was a history-making win, and so to me, that is literally how you do the damn thing. Like, they came out with a song, took it to the top of the charts, and then made history winning Grammy Awards for it. That is literally doing the best that you can do as a musician. And just to see it is just wild. Another thing that I think is noteworthy is the fact that Megan Thee Stallion won a Grammy for Best New Artist.
That's
being
crazy.
Nominated yeah. alone for Best New Artist is some once in a lifetime shit. That's a once in a lifetime moment. So shout out to all the nominees, especially my dog Chica. Shout out to Chica. Okay, her EP is motherfucking amazing. The new Once Upon a Time EP that she just dropped, Cinderella Part 2. We ain't got no Music Man segment this week, but if we did, I was going to play Cinderella Part 2.
I mean,
two,
play it. So that, shoot the shit so you can do whatever.
God damn it, I'm finna pull it up. Hold on one second. Because this song
and
is
you know what?
Literally...
Shout out to Chica having all those commercial drops throughout the Grammys. Did
yes,
you see that?
Looking fly as fuck.
She was everywhere.
In that
everywhere.
Platinum outfit. She looked so fly. So that was dope.
That was the shit right there.
Shout out to Chica. This is Cinderella Part 2 off her brand new EP, Once Upon a Time. And I love this song. It's a vibe,
always
right?
A vibe.
And so I love that song. I'm so proud of Chica. Like I said, you know what I mean? Everybody even being nominated for Best New Artist as a musician, that's some once in a lifetime shit, a once in a lifetime moment of recognition and a once in a lifetime acknowledgement of your work as a musician. So shout out to everybody that was nominated, but especially Chica, Megan Thee Stallion, and Kate Trinata.
And PJ won.
And, oh my God. And PJ Morton. Shout out to PJ Morton.
PJ won for Gospel, which was exciting. Who else won that I was super excited about? Yeah, Kate Trinata Bubba made me happy because I fucking love that album. Played it out.
Shout out to Kate Trinata. Shout out to Tinashe. Shout out to Deidre Moses.
Right?
Like, Kate Trinata.
How does that work? How does that work though, y'all? Who so he receives the Grammy, right?
For the album, yeah.
Okay. Because I just saw a bunch of people that were involved being celebrated, and I got excited because I wanted this to mean.
Well, I think there was a misunderstanding. I saw a couple artists thinking like, "Oh, I'm Grammy," but it's like I think the only one is Kali Uchis because I think their song actually won a Grammy as well. Mm-hmm. So hers makes sense, but everyone else, I think. You know, they just got confused because now you can say you're part of a Grammy winning album.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't say
dope.
You got a Grammy.
Yeah,
album,
but I don't think
a lot
they're
of people
saying
will be
you.
Trying to.
Yeah. I did see Durand. He was saying that someone explained to him that you had to have done or contributed to at least 50% of the album to receive an actual Grammy for a Grammy winning album. So
okay, so like how old girl wasn't actually on the cover of Vogue.
Oh wow!
like you have to have an actual. No, I'm just. Not,
I am.
I'm just saying. I'm just
look. She the one did it. Here go the thing. Like if it ain't that, don't say it's that. This is my thing. It's wonderful to have your photograph placed in a magazine as prestigious as Vogue, especially when you get paid to advertise stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's dope to have that sort of alignment, but just call it what it is because...
But did she say that she was on the cover?
She ain't say that, but she used, like, a thing that... And said, like, Ariana Fletcher for Vogue.
Vogue.
But the thing is, she reposted like whatever picture that she had in Vogue. Mm-hmm. She like reposted it, but with a fake ass like Vogue as if she were on the cover. And
oh, okay.
Did you see the letter? Somebody, somebody sent me a tweet where a girl responded. She was like, or well, a woman, excuse me, I believe responded saying that, like, you know, while it is an honor to be in our magazine, this was the advertising section, and it's not an honor when you, you know, recreate the font and say that she was on the cover, which we worked so hard booking people for. Like, I was like, damn, like, well, now when you break it down like that, it's like, damn, I guess your ass shouldn't
Did
be
you
saying.
Just say this was the advertising section? My God. Okay.
Well, it was. That's the thing. It's the section in the back of British Vogue where there is an advertising section that people do pay to.
Got you.
Take up space in there. But I did see that someone had said that that was a fake account that made that comment. And so that, for I will say that for her.
Right.
See,
you know what I'm saying? In her defense.
That was a fake. Yeah, in her defense, that was a fake account. You know, and Ariana Fletcher is a beautiful girl who's done so well, you know, being a successful personality. You know what I'm saying? And so that sort of evolution, her moving in that sort of a direction would be great momentum for her as a brand and for, you know, brand new opportunities for her. So I get the excitement, and I too am excited for her, but that wasn't no Vogue feature. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay. It's just a dope. It's dope that
you're I mean, she's in the magazine. Which is what I saw her tweet. I didn't see anything about covers, but I get it. You said the image that she tweeted made it seem like it was a cover, but I, you know, she was just like, I'm in it. But
okay,
moving on.
Yeah, back to the awards. Grammys. What other performances did y'all dig?
Shout out to Haim. Yeah, everybody.
I thought
knows
of you
that,
immediately.
And I love you because I saw it literally the next day, but I was so caught up. shout out to Haim. You guys know that I have long been a fan of Haim.
Yeah.
Thank you. And what an honor that is. I feel like that just felt like I won a Grammy. But anyway. You know,
they jammed. They're
naturally talented.
They were so in it, and I feel like they reminded me of like real musicianship. You know how they were
like
in
me.
It. They weren't there to like entertain you. They were just jamming together, and it just happened.
They reminded you of me, huh?
And it just real happened musician. To entertain. They did so well, man. I was so happy watching them.
I love them.
I'm trying to think.
But I just,
I don't know who
let me
else.
Think what performance
was. I was feeling, I don't know if y'all watched, but Dua Lipa, that little levitating song, she did like a performance run of it for a while, and I normally don't listen to her music, and so I heard levitating once. I was like, this is
it. I don't know what it is. I've not been able to get into Dua Lipa.
You know what it is?
She released a remix album that I like.
You know what it is? I just, when I watch her perform, she's just so like ordinary looking, but trying to be a star versus, you know how some people, they like look over the top all the time. I like how she looks kind of like,
well, she's a beautiful girl for sure.
Oh yeah. I don't mean like in a rude way, but yeah. I like how she looks like, you know how some people come out very over the top. She comes out very like, I'm normal.
I'm a naturally beautiful girl that's a star.
But this is what it would be like if I like, if we were in the future anyway. This is my everyday, my regular. Because every time you see her step out, it's always like a look. So I love that about her. And speaking of looks,
I like
also
the outfit.
Doja Cat's performance too.
Yeah, I like Doja's. I liked Cardi's. But obviously, yeah. I think Harry's was my fave just because of the song.
What about Lil Baby?
I saw Lil Baby's performance.
No, not for me. I'm just kind of over the whole, like, let's be political you know, like, it feels so contrived. I'm just not, I've never really been a fan of, like, brutality performance. I don't get it. Like, the opening part, like, the cops are shooting someone. I'm like, what? I don't get how this is supposed to be entertaining. I'm not too familiar with his songs, so I wonder if he got like pressured to, you know, like if you're gonna be part of the Grammys, this is the song you have to do. And so I'm sure he kind of got cornered for that, but I just wasn't really into it, to be honest. Never been my thing.
Yeah, I thought when he started crump dancing, I really was.
He
like,
did
okay,
not crump dance.
Oh my God.
Lil Baby and Tamika Mallory started crumping. That's what everybody got mad about. But no, you know, it was a statement. He definitely issued a post. I think this was prior to the performance, saying that he was elated to, you know, make the statement with his performance, basically, and perform the song that he chose, blah, blah, blah. So you know,
I wasn't into it. And some, and you saw Tamir Rice's mom was not feeling
going. Ziggity,
she went ham. She was saying, "You, what'd she say? Black Lives Matter, bitches, or something." She just wasn't into it, and I completely understood her position and the like commodification of black death. I was like, "Yes, mom, I hear you. I see you." So that didn't reach me at all.
She went off.
Yeah, she went off. That didn't reach me at all. But yeah, I'm trying to think who else. I can't think of anyone.
Okay, so right before we get into how good the performance was, can I just tell y'all a dream of mine?
Uh-huh.
I want a remix. I need Jasmine Sullivan on a remix or a song with Bruno Anderson .Paak, because the performance for their new single, I like their new song. But I need to hear like Jasmine Sullivan with them. I don't know why. When I was listening to the song last week, I was like, damn, I need like who would be like a good female counterpart or something. And like back when she was doing that era, like when she was doing, what was that song? Could I never leave the house without makeup on? Like when she does kind of like that gold era sound, if she did a little bit with Bruno and Anderson, that would give me all the life that I need. But I do like their
that.
New song.
I can see and that. Like, and it's funny you say that, because I saw Victoria Monet actually tweet, like, how can I apply to be the girl in Silk Sonic?
Well, that would be sexy too now.
It was good she tweeted that, because then it started turning into a thing. You know, I think like Ari Lennox jumped in, and then like more of the Ooh. Artists that we love were like, me too. Like, I want to know how. That would be lit. They would have some features from some dope ass R&B women.
I ain't nobody's Bruno Mars fan, and I've never pretended to be. I've always told y'all that I just did not get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it, but it's just never been like my choice, mm-hmm. you know? But I'm not a hater, and I'm with you when you write. And that song is just, it just feels good. It literally feels good when you listen to that song, Leave the Door Open. Mm. It literally feels good. And so I hope that it's very successful. You know what I'm saying? It's not really making me no Bruno Mars fan, because I don't know what throws me off. Well, I do, but I'm not trying to tear nobody down. You know what I'm saying?
Heard you.
So, but like, I was moved to chorus. Ah, ha, 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 ha. By that song, okay?
And the performance was cute. I love the sparkly background. Very nostalgic, very well done. Their outfits.
That was Bruno's idea.
The choreography, the spins, the songs. It didn't seem like anybody sang live. I did notice that.
Nah.
And that was disappointing, I will
say. Yeah. Because I was watching, like, wait, so nobody's mic is on. Okay.
That's like, they want them spitting all over the mics because it's COVID.
Well, ain't nobody else there. So it's not like they're sharing them. That's why I was watching. I was trying not to think that to myself. Like, I know that singing live is, I guess, now a personal choice. But because ain't nobody there, I guess I just expected.
I thought Doja's mic was on. Y'all ain't think Doja's mic was on?
I don't know, actually. I'd have to watch that back. But I wouldn't be surprised if hers was on, because she strikes me as somebody that is going to be like, nah, I'm going to do this all out. The only one that I feel like I understand why hers wasn't was Cardi's, because they... Because
she was dancing.
Not only was she dancing, because people do also dance and sing, like Beyonce, Usher, but that outfit was 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Like, that's... Imagine doing
to the gnaw.
Yeah, like choreography with 20 pounds on you. Like, I'm sure that was not easy.
It's like being in a fight.
You probably would have heard her trying to catch her breath. You know, it just might not have been the easiest thing. So I feel like
for her,
many sounds of her hitting the floor when she was dropping and turning and twisting and stuff. So I get it. I understand why that was off. But anyone else, I never really understand why they don't.
Tiffany Haddish won for Best Comedy Album.
I saw when they showed that clip when she received it. That was so sweet with the little girls. I felt that. I did feel that.
So now she's got an Emmy and a Grammy.
She has an Emmy? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so tight. Wow. Okay, Tiffany, you got to go for the Oscar. Then the Tony.
And the Tony.
she quietly getting y'all shit.
That's tight. Wait, what'd you say?
The baby and Roddy Ricch. They did a rock star.
I did.
The baby looked like Yaya Mayweather.
Wow.
Money Yaya.
He giving looks like, I was like, I don't know how to, like, not in a bad way. I was just like, okay, for like the blazer and the gloves. Like, I don't know what I was expecting the or what
sparkly,
I thought. But
the sparkly yeah, turtleneck.
Yeah, it was a nice little something for him. I think that that's all I remember watching for as far as performances go. Because that's really what I watched for. I was trying to watch for some of the awards winners, but I was like, I'm just here for the performances, honestly.
You know what was cool? The black country girl, Mickey. I think her name is Mickey.
Mickey Guyton or something?
Yes, and it's crazy because when the screen came on, I was like, is that Drew's Adora? I was like, oh, shit.
Yo, friend.
I was so blown. Friend, like, look friend, at this here.
When I, first of all, this is funny for two reasons, and Dustin's going to know the second reason.
She stole her face.
When I was watching, and they were showing like the preview of What's the Coming Ace show, that was like, is Drew there?
Hello, are you serious? Listen to me.
And then, but also this week on Housewives, because you know it was on at
Dustin
the same time.
Dustin can't even process this part of the conversation.
Why Drew was supposed to sing at a wedding, at Cynthia's wedding.
Oh, shit.
And Ursula snatched her voice out of goddamn throat.
She was too busy reading bitches. Oh. She lost her voice.
Oh, shit. Well, she got it back for the Grammys because it took me at least 30 seconds before I realized that it was not.
I was like, how is Drew on here? And she literally is lying about losing her voice on Atlanta at the same time. And it was not her. I was like, this is weird.
But it was cool. It was cool to see a black woman break through the country scene because I know.
Because K. Michelle couldn't do it.
Well, it's a hard scene to break through. Like, I know friends of mine, even Claude, mm-hmm, being mm-hmm. as talented and well known as he is, you know, he moved to Nashville to kind of like infiltrate a little bit, and it hasn't been the easiest. So that should let you know. And even K. Michelle talking about her trying to put that out as well, even though I feel like she still is gonna do that, right? I feel like that's something
I don't care.
And so it was very nice to see Mickey breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. Back to the black country singer I do care about. Yes, it was.
I thought
nice
that was very cool. It seemed, you know, like a breakthrough moment for the industry. And then obviously, did any of you feel like it was so jarring? Like, I jolted when the screen passed Beyonce and Jay-Z. I was like, oh, shit. Yes.
Like, they're really there. It was unbelievable.
It was so cute. You know,
she had to come collect her things and four trophies that she won.
Yes.
The 28-time Grammy Award winner. Can you imagine having 28 fucking Grammys?
And the first, yes. She's like the most award-winning, Grammy Award-winning, I can't speak English. Grammy
That's okay.
Award-winning vocalist. I think the only other person, I actually had Googled it, and is a composer that has like
Mariah Lynn.
That is 31.
Mariah Lynn, the only person that's got more Grammys than Beyonce. That's what she got to catch up with.
But it's 31 that Beyonce stands to break, which I think she will. She'll do that with the next album. Of course. So that's going to be pretty cool for Beyonce to be like the most Grammy Award winning artist of all time.
It is well. It is
deserved. Mm-hmm. She worked so hard. So, and she looked beautiful. I love seeing Megan freak the fuck out.
Yes.
I was like, she was more excited about Beyonce than the Grammy. She forgot in that moment. She just stand out, which was super cute to see. But I loved the Grammys. I thought it was fun. And I was sad that Doja didn't take any awards home personally. Because I saw an interview where they were asking her what it would mean to her, and she said, you know, it would just be nice to know that people fuck with her work, you know, like that would do a lot for her. And so I was like, damn, I hope she doesn't walk away feeling like people don't love her, because I think she had an incredible fucking run so far.
I definitely think she had an incredible
she's
run,
an man. It girl to me. To be honest, I know people have issues with, you know, racial, we'll be saying showing feet in racial
showing
chat rooms.
Racial chat room.
And none of it's been proven. I don't know. It just seems so alleged. I don't know. I don't know personally. But out of all the rap girls, I personally feel she's the most talented. I'm just going to say that.
I agree with you. I don't even consider her a rap. I personally don't consider her like a rap girl. She's like a pop artist to me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all around.
Yeah. Like when I think about female rappers, I don't think about her. But when I think about female pop artists, you know what I'm saying? I think about her.
I could see that.
I definitely think she's talented as fuck.
As fuck.
I think that she is. She's versatile. Her art is next level.
She's weird. So
that fuck in the right in the, in right, all the right ways
that make her interesting enough to keep your attention and wonder like what's the next song gonna sound like, what's she gonna look like, and to me that's an artist.
Art, that's yeah, like that V magazine cover,
right?
That just dropped. The 3D that's one? What the fuck I'm talking exactly. about. Yes, like so I'm with you. I'm on board.
Yeah,
with
she
this.
To me she's the most exciting and also the most talented. So I hope she gets her things, but she's gonna have an amazing career anyway. So. She'll get it.
I wanted Chloe and Holly to win. Shit, since we saying what we was
they didn't
about,
win anything.
I wanted,
wow. Because
Lettucey motherfucking ass.
But Lettucey deserves to.
I know she do deserve.
Because think about it, Dustin.
She did.
Lettucey,
she did,
yeah. You know, these girls are gonna have such a long career. Like they're just getting started. You know.
You're right.
But let Lettucey
just,
have
you
it.
You know, it just don't feel good. But you're right though. I agree.
They're babies.
And
I
love Lettucey's voice. Yeah.
For real.
And she deserves that because her talent is deserving of a mm-hmm. Grammy Award. Literally, she's a gifted vocalist. And Lettucey's actually done a lot of stuff, a lot of big job, big gigs. So
yeah.
Shout out to Lettucey.
Super
you know?
Talented. So I turned it off at some point because I had to go to sleep. I was like exhausted. But I see that I missed BTS. They performed.
I missed as well.
Did y'all not catch it?
I was in a BATH room with BTS.
Well, I think they closed out the show. So I missed that, which sucks because I would have loved to have caught it live. But I'll just have to go on YouTube. Hopefully it's up there. Yeah. And then what happened? I like BTS. I think they're fucking fly. And then there's...
Take the tea out.
And then there's Billie Eilish. She was trying to return an award. What is it that happened? I didn't catch that. Do y'all know?
She said that... Was it Record of the Year or Song of the Year? One of those big... Marquee Awards of the mm-hmm. night. She won the trophy for it, and I believe she was saying that Megan Thee Stallion deserved the award and she did not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, it's akin to when Adele
right.
did the same thing with her Album of the Year trophy, saying that Beyonce deserved it. Well, not saying, reiterating that Beyonce deserved it. Okay?
I never because get that when that. People do that during their speeches.
Me either, because I'm taking mine.
Not only are you taking it, but if you're not giving it, like literally giving it and getting the name changed and all that, then what's the point of bringing it up? Just take your...
Right,
take
because
your...
mine is going on the mantle, honey. I'm telling you right now, whether you think I'm supposed to have it, whether I believe I'm supposed to have it, the people gave it to me, and it's my moment. I love you. I'm gonna let you know from the stage. I'm inspired by you. I'm grateful for what you have contributed to this world. But that statue or statuette
is mine.
That's what we know.
Well, shout out to Billie Eilish anyway, because her music was every fucking where. I just remember like I heard a song one day, and all of a sudden, I just felt like the bitch was everywhere. So the
yeah,
fact
she
that
blew
she
up felt crazy.
Like, yeah, and low-key, dialing back to Doja, like, I hope, even though Doja, like, really fucking exploded on the scene and still, like, exploded past controversy, I feel like she still got, like, an even bigger future ahead. So, I don't know if we're gonna see her in movies and stuff or what, but Doja, definitely, like, when you first said Rap Girlfriend, like, I remember, like, I think it was, like, her, when she finally started to pop on this last project, when people were noticing her, people were saying, you know, there were comparisons there. So when you said Rap Girl, like, I definitely saw that. But Dustin, I see why you say pop, because, you know, you can place Doja anywhere. That's why she's going to have a crazy year if she keeps going. Because back when I was talking about Megan. Oh, my God. And back when I was talking about Megan doing the clothes out of her Savage era, like, I saw where Doja was saying this ends her say-so era. Doja, and like, back what I was trying to say with Megan, like, it was cool to watch. And maybe because it was quarantine, you know, it was a little bit easier to get some things done, and still hard and challenging because it was quarantine. But it was cool to see both of them kind of utilize the time of quarantine to continuously put out like visuals, whether it was the quarantine performances or the music videos and the collabs, and then Megan doing like the freestyle for her birthday. Like, I just love that they continuously put out content, whether it was still harnessing the hits that they already had, because a lot of artists sometimes they'll like just put out a bunch of music and they'll be like, all right, well, that hit, so we just gonna keep going past that. But then some artists, you know, they'll continue to work a record. They're like, okay, well, we're gonna work this record until it's, you know, dry.
Until it's dead in the bed. Playing it.
Yeah, and that's back to, you know, back to last week even. I remember when I was talking about Cardi with Bodak Yellow. When they played, like, New York ran Bodak Yellow to the ground. You hear me? So for these two to, like, I know people were like, oh, my God, I'm so tired of Say Son. Oh, my God, I'm so tired of Savage. And people got tired of Savage before Savage got hit with the remix. And they were like, all right, well, I'm tired of the song, but there's a remix. And Beyonce's on it. And Megan put a new verse on it. So there's another life here. So to watch these girls continue to make things fresh.
And Doja never performs it the same. If you notice.
Oh, yes.
She always gives you, like, a different look, a different era, a different aesthetic. Some, like, sort of so theme. So you don't know what you're getting. Like, right. Like, this time when she's just what would you call that? Like, robo future.
It was like the Matrix, because she was doing, like, this almost all motorsport, black Trinity
like Nicki Minaj and Motorsport.
Motorsport. Yeah, I just love that they just kept it fresh. Because sometimes people, they will put out a video, you maybe see one or two performances, the next record, or you never hear from them again. So the fact that they worked all these records over and over with Kelly new ones in the mix,
rolling.
It's amazing to see. So bless all the new girls for all the hard work they put in out. Yes, it's amazing.
I love how many of them are on the scene, too. That's like the best shit ever.
Oh, yeah. And watching them link up is the best for me.
Yes.
It used to be this landscape of there can only be one. So it's like, you know, fighting for the gauntlet.
No, there's like 40 right now.
Yeah. So watching people be like, all right, well, you know, we're going to put looks together. All right, well, we're going to do playful verses. All right, well, we're going to show up here. Like just a little nice touches here and there along the way. It's great to see.
Love it.
Amazing.
Yeah. So the Grammys did that. I was happy. I walked away happy from watching that.
So did Megan Thee Stallion with them three goddamn Grammys.
Amen. Shout out to you.
That's huge.
Did Cardi win anything? She
wasn't nominated this year. Okay. Nope. She just performed.
Oh, that's lit. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
She elected not to nominate WAP, which, think about it, WAP would have been a hell of a contender at the Grammys this year.
And why did she do that? Because of the...
She wants to nominate it on a body of work on her album. So she was waiting. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Smart cookie, baby. Bronx bread, baby. BX.
I love her hair, by the way. That pink cut was so fly. Oh, yeah.
Tokyo killed that shit.
Asante, I see you with the I Was Adopted by Tierra Whack merch.
Yes. Shout out to Tierra Whack. Shout out to
Thank you. Thank you, Team Tierra Whack.
Yes.
We love our merch.
Man, they sent us a box of her merch. It's so damn cute. And I had that. Yes. I Was Adopted by Tierra Whack, but my shit is damn near gray because of how much I've worn it. So it was nice to get a re-up. Such cute merch, man. And I want to see more of Tierra Whack.
I do too.
I just want to see more of her. Like, please, just everywhere.
And that's one artist that I can say everybody feels the same about.
Everybody.
Like, anytime you hear her name in conversation, it's like, we fuck with Tierra Whack. We want more Tierra Whack.
So damn talented,
she's
bro.
Dope. Like, yeah. So shout out to Tierra Whack. I too, was adopted by Tierra Whack.
Can't wait to see what she brings back to the table, because the first, that little project with the movie... First of all, the fact that
and
like,
her visuals, her style, just how she sees the world. I'm just find her so interesting.
All of that encompassed with, like, you know how we always like pull the thread of social media here? How she put out those visuals and they were all like maybe under 2 minutes each. So it's like you could watch the whole thing together, but you could still enjoy each little bit as you go.
A vignette.
Come on.
Love Tierra Whack.
So let's drive out of. Oh, wait. Yeah.
This is the Friend Zone.
I don't have children, but I have a god baby. And now you have to ask yourself sometimes, do I want to set my god baby up for success? I know I do. You know, do I want to save money on private tutoring? You know, is that even in my budget for my god baby? You know, is this a big school year for my god baby? Maybe they start in kindergarten. You know, is my god baby ahead? Is my god baby being challenged enough in class? These are questions that I had to ask myself. And the way I found the answers was through IXL Learning. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, including my god baby, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. And my god baby got a tablet. I had to get one for my god baby. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math questions and math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanations videos. And now 1 in 4 students in the United States are learning with IXL. And IXL is used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. And one of them school districts, guess who attends it? You heard it. My god baby. Now that my god baby wasn't struggling with nothing, they're very smart, but you could always use more help to round out or supplement what's being taught in school. So make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And the Friend Zone listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/friendzone. Visit IXL.com/friendzone to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Excuse me, let's drive away from music. What have y'all been watching? Because I have been watching some things.
Oh, Lord. Start us off, friend. Start us off. Because I want to know
what you've been watching. A new show called Marriage or Mortgage. Have y'all seen this? Please tell me y'all have seen this on Netflix.
No, but I like the direction it's okay. going. Tell me more. Like tell me more. Tell me more.
So here's the premise. They have a real estate broker that her job is to get you your dream house, whether it's making it from the ground up, finding it, like that's her job. But then she's up against the wedding planner who can give you your dream wedding. And so the whole point is they get these couples who are torn between their dream house or their dream wedding, and it's the broker and the planner's job to sway them by just giving them shit that they like never imagined they could afford within their budget. And it drives me nuts watching it because I'm like, I cannot imagine picking a wedding over a house ever.
Hell no. Wow.
You fool. I would much rather get the house and then get the wedding later.
Yeah. Like, but, and then you know what though? Because I tweeted that. I was like, every time they choose, it like makes me want to pull my hair out. But someone did say you have to think about it because this is based in Nashville. A lot of Christians, you know, they're going to pick the wedding before they pick the house because of the Christian values of not shacking up. And I'm like, you know what?
Wow. That's true. Okay, Tina Campbell.
That's very true. So if you view it through the lens of religion, then I understand why that may be a tough pick. But for me and mine... Give me right, the house. I will get my dream house and have the wedding in the fucking backyard. Like,
team smart. And while you playing, I ain't gonna do nothing but steal all the ideas you showed me that I can now afford within my budget and that I didn't know anyway. Fool. So I'm gonna get this house. That's where you reap. That's where you recoup. I get the house. Right. And then I go do everything that you now told me I can do, afford to do within my budget I had any damn way for the wedding. Come on.
And you know what sucks? There was this one couple, I was sick. So they picked the wedding and then COVID hit.
Oh, damn.
What a dumbass. That's what happened when two dummies get together, baby. You end up just bumping in the walls, doing dumb shit
and
like that.
And it was sad.
Why?
No, let me tell you why it was sad. Because they had picked this trolley that was supposed to be the transportation.
Well, fuck that, San Fran.
And they carried 25 people. And then in the end, when they were showing the wedding they had, it was only her mom and dad in the trolley. And she was like, my parents had a blast. I was like, oh man, that sucks, bro. What the fuck?
Guess what? Should have bought a house.
And she passed on her literal dream house, like, to have this wedding.
Oh my God, friend.
What?
You said she passed. You say that one more
time. Stop it.
What did you say?
No, I'm not. I'm driving past this joke.
No.
Only thing
I thought you was
only thing I will no I'm not letting you have it. Only thing I will say about this show.
She really that you talking about regret.
Only thing I will say about I am so mad at you that it bothered me. Like some of the women were having fertility issues, relatable, and the lady had baby rooms for them in their dream homes. And I don't know, like, obviously that's a personal thing. Like, some women might find that helpful. You know, it's like you're helping me believe that this is still going to happen. But I felt a little bit triggered by that. I was like, if I'm having problems conceiving, I don't put a baby room. And then they were like crying, you know, like,
yeah, that's traumatic.
It just seemed...
But girl, let them play for that nursery, girl. Don't worry about it. Go ahead, let her nursery baby. That shit is expensive. Go ahead.
But you know, what I noticed with a lot of these shows is like, and it reminds me kind of like the singing shows where like, can a motherfucker just know how to sing? Do we need to know that his mom got killed by a tractor trailer back in, you know, like, I don't need the sob story.
Personal storylines sometimes are a bit draining.
You know, they put, because I watch shows with captions because I'm old, and anytime it's pivoting to that scene, it always says somber piano. So now that's become a thing where my partner and I will laugh and be like, uh-oh, it's a song piano.
It's going down
it's
now.
It's going
God
down
it.
Now. You know what this means? It's like, oh, shit. And then she's like, you know, because I have been having such a hot. Right. I'm like, oh, come on. That's just
sound
me,
like
though.
Kirk Franklin's son's ringtone. It's somber piano before his daddy called him. Precious! Carry on! Get down here, bitch! Why is this bitch at my motherfucking buzzer? Carry on! Kirk Precious. That nigga raised Precious, didn't he?
Okay, so...
How do y'all feel about
that? I was just gonna say, we have to pivot into this conversation.
We have
because
to.
I come from a sailor-mouthed parent. Mm-hmm. So I was not triggered anyway. Because that's just a Tuesday in my house. But I also realized that that's... doesn't make it right.
Pray I'll say, because that's just a Tuesday.
That doesn't make it right nor healthy. But I saw a lot of people on Twitter that were kind of like, bitch, that's nothing. Like, my mom calls me this and that. And I'm like, yes, y'all. Well, it's not bonding misery. That doesn't mean
right. It's
cool.
So here's my take right now. Y'all do with this what y'all want. This is just my... First of all, before I give my take... Have I ever told y'all my Kirk Franklin story?
No. Oh, God.
Y'all know I have like a Kirk Franklin story, right?
Of like meeting him?
I have a Kirk Franklin. Okay, so listen.
I'm scared of
real quick. I'm just going to tell y'all my Kirk Franklin story, and I'm going to tell you how I feel about the situation. And they kind of correlate, so you'll understand as I go forward.
So, if he cursed you out, I'm going
to
die.
No, he didn't. Okay. Are you crazy? I would have snatched that Bible out of his hand and hit him with all 66 books right across
this
the bridge of his
seen
nose.
Seen him at that show?
I'd have hit him down. Yes. Asante, you may remember this.
I remember.
Tell
so
me.
I already know what he's
long
about to
story say. Short. Long story short, right? I went to... Well, maybe I shouldn't say... I've already said it now, so whatever. So I went to the... right? And Kirk Franklin was seated at the opposite end of a row that I was in,
okay.
Right? Okay. So we go through the me, and this is a story that can be verified by Mouse Jones, oh, right? Because Mouse was there. So we go through. Scotty Beam was there. I don't. She wasn't there for the Kirk Franklin part, but she was there. Claudia Jordan. There was a bunch of Kendall, bunch of us right there. Angela Yee, everybody. So in order to get into, you had to have two tickets. You had to have one ticket for entrance into the actual red carpet. Then you had a ticket for entrance into the actual the venue where the awards were held. And they gave you those tickets in an envelope that had your name on it and a sticker on it or whatever. So, and there was a wristband in there. All your shit, basically, as an attendee, was in that little, like, you know, it's like a letter envelope or whatever. So, naturally, you know, people have on looks, you know, it's a red carpet involved, you're going down. So nobody's really got a bag, a tote bag to be carrying, you know, a bunch of bullshit or with, in this case, an envelope. So you kind of have to figure out what to do with it, you know. So most people, you know, it's a keepsake of some sort, whatever. If you don't do this all the time, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. So fast forward, the award show goes down. We're having a great time, you know what I'm saying? Lots of laughs, great performances, whatever. So as we get up, everybody's filing out of the arena, you know what I'm saying, to go, you know, to whatever is next. If you're going to a party, if you're going to dinner, whatever, everybody's leaving. Everybody that was attending in the audience, lots of the celebrities, all that. So as we walking out, I see an envelope balled up, like, on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody had literally just said, fuck it, you know what I'm saying, threw the envelope on the floor or whatever. So, and then I noticed it had like a little bit of a shoe print on it because I couldn't believe most people were still carrying them, you know what I'm saying, on the way
probably
out.
Bona fide celebrities are there too, yeah.
So I was like, somebody done left a damn thing. I'm like, whose is this or whatever? So, when I look down on the envelope and see what seat it's under, I'm like, hell no, it was Kirk Franklin's. Kirk Franklin had took that damn ticket envelope, thrown it on the ground, stepped on it, which the stomp jokes write themselves, right? But he had taken that thing, stomped it on the ground, and that, mind you, we had seen him. He had a twisted, like, face, so he was upset about something.
Oh, boy.
The entire award ceremony. So I don't know if he had talked to his son that day, too, or what, but I'm telling you, it was like he was fresh off one of them calling somebody a bitch, yo, bitch ass. So, did y'all hear how he was saying, yes. Hey, let me tell you, yo, it sounded just like at the beginning. You know how poetic, right? Because, like, I have to say, I didn't think it was a big deal. But for those that think that gospel music has gone too far, okay, I want y'all to know, I don't think he went too far. But yeah, that damn day he was vexed and he definitely threw his envelope on the floor and stomped on it. And me and Mouse fell out laughing and we was walking out of that row because it was obvious that he had said literally, fuck it. Of all the people in attendance, you got rappers, YK Osiris, so many people. And Kirk Franklin was the one who wasn't about to carry
that
envelope.
Was the one that got active. See, but
so when I heard him today, I wasn't surprised.
What I will say too is that what's aside from the fact that I don't think anyone should speak to their child that way, regardless if it's a minor or a 33-year-old, however old.
What if it's bad, baby?
No.
She need her ass cussed out.
No, I don't think that's cool at all. No reason to ever speak to your kid like that. But I do find it interesting though how people were like shocked. You know, because he only shows you one side of himself because he is in the gospel scene. I mean, when it's tricky, though, because when would he be cursing like that? Like when, because people
when
are
the,
also
when the choir fuck up. when they in choir rehearsal, that's when he'd be cussing like that. You mean, hey, motherfucker, it's an alto. Because you got one more goddamn time.
He doesn't exactly have a career that holds space for all sides of him. You know, so it's kind of tricky because, like, when would you have heard him saying, I'll stick my foot in your motherfucking ass to somebody? You know what I mean? But at the same time, this is the predicament you put yourself in when you only show people one side of you. Because then shit like this leaks and they have you on this pedestal. I remember that happened to me, you know, obviously on a way smaller scale where people, I wasn't cursing on YouTube because I was making fucking shea butter and shit. When would I have cursed? And so when people heard me curse here or see me curse on Twitter playfully, there are people to this day that be like, I just feel so weird when you curse. I'm like, I'm damn near 40. Do you really think I don't curse?
You know what you should tell them, friend?
What?
Fuck you.
With a heart emoji.
Yeah. Oh, it makes you weird when I curse? Fuck you.
So I think it's one of those things that you do to yourself too, you know, because people, and the fact I was listening to Crystal, she was saying like the saddest part was that he apologized to us. Mm-hmm. He apologized to his supporters.
And not his son.
I mean, granted, we don't know. He could have apologized in the behind the scenes or not, but.
No, yeah, he mad at that motherfucker. He ain't apologized for shit. Yo, bitch ass. Tell you what. Yo, bitch ass. I was dying. I kept rewinding that shit. I was rolling.
But I do find it crazy when celebs have to apologize for shit like that. Like, you're a grown ass person.
Right? I assume everyone curses. Like, I'd be assuming the nuns sneak in every now and then.
Like, for real, who doesn't curse? Come on. I mean, I'm sure there are people that try not to, like, but you have to put in an effort.
Kirk Franklin looked like a cusser. He got cusser nostrils. He got cusser eyes. Like, he looks like a cusser. If you stand in front of Kirk Franklin and kneel, and then you look him eye to eye, and I'm telling you, you just stare at him in his face, he looks like a cusser, a cussing mother. You can see the motherfucker. You can see, he know how to hold his top lip. All of those things. That's why he can direct a large group of people like that. That's why he's been successful in music. He knows rhythm. Most people who are good cussers understand the rhythm of conversation. Sit your motherfucking ass down. You know, there's ways to do it. And that's why he did that successfully. I loved it.
It made
me want to stream his music.
Stop it.
He ain't never hid himself from us. He got a damn song called Imagine Me. So every time you think about, would Kirk Franklin do that? Imagine him. Yes, he would cuss his motherfucking child out. And yes, he would take, yo, bitch ass. And then I want to know who that was that think they was me on the call and busted out
laughing.
Yo,
that's
the
best part.
Shit.
Was that the mom? Was that his wife?
Whoever that was, if that was the mama, then she's the real star, the real MVP of that phone call.
Because
for your mama
to
fall out like that.
To get your dad to curse you the fuck out and your mom bust out laughing, that's brutal.
Another thing, though, if we're being honest, Kirk Franklin, is the type of person who would look funny mad. Think about it. Think about how Kirk Franklin looks, them little tight, them little clothes
so
and
little
corsets and shit he be wearing. And then you see him getting mad. Imagine Kirk Franklin on Game of Him and Patti LaBelle should have been on Game of Thrones. I'm just going to tell you.
Stop it.
Wow.
I told y'all the story when I was little. My mom, because she, like I said, she curses a lot. And I was like, you gotta stop cursing like that. And she was like, well, somebody's gonna teach you in the street.
Yeah, that's right. That's
she
right.
You're gonna
mama.
Hear it at school or in the street. Might as well be me, bitch.
That's right.
Go ahead, mom.
That's really how she talks to.
When I was in middle school, we had this teacher, and she used to just slip
that's
up.
What I was
that
like,
ain't funny, friend. I ain't laughing at your pain,
no,
friend.
No, that's what I was
I'm
like.
Not,
I'll be
no.
waking
but
up
that
in the
was
morning
funny, friend.
Trying to find a better
thing. Thinking about so many things, friend. I'm sorry, mama friend. We love you.
No, she knows.
That was
we
funny.
Laugh, we laugh
you,
about
friend.
It all the time.
I feel bad for cussing and talking shit on this show. My aunts listen. Do y'all not curse?
Do y'all not curse around who? your family members or your parents?
I mean, no. Like, it'll slip out every now and then if I'm really making my point. This some new shit too. That ain't no. You know what I'm saying? At this stage in my 30s is when I felt even comfortable enough that I wasn't going to get knocked upside the motherfucker. I wasn't going to get Angie stoned, you know what I'm saying, if I said a cuss word. So now I'll say something like in past, you know, or to make like, you know, I like to make people laugh. So I'll say something to make my mama laugh,
right.
You know what I'm saying, if I say a certain cuss word. But if I'm venting and talking to my mother, I'll say, you know, a certain word or two, you know, but nothing. I won't disrespect her by being as vulgar as I, because, you know, I can go down to the motherfucking floorboards with the
I would
language,
never curse
I
at.
I'll be trying to.
Yeah, I would never
oh,
curse
no,
at.
No, no,
obviously,
no, 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 no.
That's not an option.
No, no,
but
no.
Cursing around, obviously, my mom gets active.
It happens. Yeah. You know what I mean? It'll happen. But I would never, are you crazy, like cussing at my mama? Hell no. I can't even imagine making myself do that.
Right.
Like, no.
Yeah, when I hear kids now on the train and shit telling their mom to shut the fuck up, I'd be like, that would have been the last day of my life.
I tell my mother a lot more stuff now. So like, you know, when you're more transparent about your life and, you know, your emotions, what happened to you that day, you know, some might say, mama, and then mama, the nigga gonna tell, you know, like that'll happen, you know, or I don't know why they did that. And then mama, the shit told me, like, you know, something like that'll happen.
Right.
You know, and I catch myself.
Right.
But I don't just be letting the chopper sing like that in front of my mama.
Yeah, I don't curse intentionally in front of my mom. But she know we was watching the uncensored movies when I was growing up. She know we was watching the front of curse words and stuff. But low-key, it was funny. When I was in middle school, we had this teacher, and she used to just slip up in the middle of class.
Now that's
and curse.
Funny. A teacher cursing?
But she used to do it, like, she's the only teacher today I can think of that would let it slip so many times. And
that's
one
so
time,
cool.
We had this new kid, and one time, she sat on something, she couldn't find her pen, whatever the fuck. This, all I know is she went, shit, and the new kid went, shit. And so she been, excuse me, he went, shit. He just kept saying it. So then we just kept saying, like, in her class, like, every now and then somebody would hear her about to say something they would just do it for her, and then the new kid would just turn back and go, shit.
Oh,
and,
hell.
And she couldn't say nothing because her ass was cussing too.
She couldn't say shit. It was,
I'm gonna tell you something though, this is what I find irritating as a natural born cusser, right? Because I've been doing this shit for years. Since elementary school, kindergarten vibes. I remember
I remember the
thrill of saying curse words, right? And it's funny because my parents are like pretty straight laced, you know.
Yeah.
And so, but so I hate it when people cuss to like be bad, quote unquote, or whatever. Like, cussing isn't about that. Cussing is about just using more descriptive language, you know, that's more emphatic.
Yes.
It's not something that you do.
It's
just
an accent.
That's why it's a total accent, and that's why there are people who can cuss and people who can't.
Right.
There are people who make you laugh when they like, I know I can cuss. I'll cuss your motherfucker. I'll cuss your black ass. I'll cuss your motherfucking ass. You dirty motherfucker, bitch. I'll cuss your ass out, and y'all know I can. And that's why it makes you laugh when I do it. But that's because I understand how.
Right.
I'm not cussing just to be raunchy and, you know, be bad.
To be edgy.
Unquote. That's such a turn off, and you can see straight through it every single time.
Yes.
And you actually want their ass to stop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You actually be like, I wish you wouldn't do that. You know, do that shit, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder now, Asante, if my mom cursed when she was teaching, because you know she was a teacher for 25 years.
Look, you know, I know she didn't let it slip up once or twice in them classrooms, because kids are bad. And I remember I was like, we was bad. Like, I'm surprised she didn't curse more. She did curse a lot, but I'm surprised she didn't just intentionally just be like, all right, motherfuckers, y'all need to get y'all asses together. Like, y'all need to sit this shit down. Like, I'm tired. But it's funny.
First of all, kids will make you. I didn't mean to cut you off, dog. But and it's a day after your birthday, so I'm really sorry. but kids will make you cuss. There's no one else on the face of the earth that will inspire you to curse, because you'll be frustrated because you can't react in kind.
Man.
What you gonna do? Be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do nothing to a kid. So that's why they make you cuss. Oh, shit! You know what I'm saying? Like, you just be frustrated. All you can do is use a more emphatic word. Thank you. I love to cuss. Y'all know I've been cussing. I met y'all cussing. I was cussing at the march when we was together, Fran, and you was laughing then. Asante, at the moment I saw you, we were cursing together.
Amen.
Everybody knows that. My mother knows. I've gotten caught as a child multiple times cussing, getting in trouble. I've always cussed. Shit. Always, and I always will, and I want a cuss word or two in my obituary, and I don't even want an obituary. I want a obituary,
not obituary. Shit,
obituary.
Yeah. You and my mom.
High five, Fran's mom.
High five, Gladys.
Yeah.
She sound like she cursed.
Gladys,
right?
Love you, Miss Gladys.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, so outside of Cursing with Kirk Franklin, the other show I wanted y'all to watch, have y'all watched The One on Netflix? Asante, you would like it. It's a sci-fi
with
show.
With Jet Li?
You said Jet Li?
Yeah, with Jet Li and...
No.
He was in a movie called The One.
Oh, no. I was like, wait, what? Jet Li ain't in it? No. It just dropped, like, this week. And I started watching it. And so the premise is that the scientists came up with a way to find your soulmate through your DNA. So the same way you do the swabs when you're trying to find your ancestors, like those programs and kits, but they have one for soulmates. So the
like your relative is your soulmate.
No, what kind of
nasty ass shit is that?
No,
I'm saying, what you mean through your, she said through your DNA. What you mean?
No, you
find your soulmate in your DNA, like with somebody with the same DNA.
There's something scientific that matches them that they found, something that you share, and that's how they find your DNA and do your DNA through a DNA kit. So
I was finna be like, I am getting off this train.
But here's the problem. Because people are so excited about it and it's doing so well, people who are married are taking the test. So it's made the divorce rate boom. Because when you find the one, that shit is like different. It's different. And they show one couple where he was fighting it. Like he found the one, but he was like, that's fucked up. Like, I'm not going to leave my wife. But he couldn't help it because it's DNA based. So it's a pull that's stronger than just your feelings. This is
scripted,
this is a
right?
pull. Yeah, it's a sci-fi show. It's a pull on a cellular level. And so it just gets super crazy. You know, I love shows like this. And I'm sucked in. I'm already
ready.
Was anybody gay?
Look at me thinking about the ghetto shit. Like, did you find out anybody was really gay?
Actually, funny you say that because that's one of the main storylines.
Boom! That's how you make it hot. You be like, oh, you find out who motherfuckers really attracted. Okay, well, let's go on and tell it all.
But y'all gotta watch it. I thought it was very good. So yes.
And now I'm into it.
So, what is it? Marriage or Mortgage? That's just to make you laugh because it's a crazy ass show. And then the one on Netflix, those are my two that I've been binging. I'm trying to think of what else.
Have you been watching Married to Medicine?
No.
It's good already this season. We only two episodes in.
This is a new cast.
It's already good.
It's a new cast.
Well, there's a new cast member and there's been some shifts. There's been some old cast members who used to be full time and have now returned as friends, including Quad and Lisa Nicole Cloud, who Asante and I witnessed having a meltdown at Essence that was literally like watching a live Broadway rendition of what we had seen her do on the reality show. So that was something I'll never forget.
Wait, what happened?
This our Lisa Nicole story, right? I guess you just have stories the more time you spend on this thing we call Earth. So Lisa Nicole had a booth, and Sante, you gonna chime in because you remember some of this vividly.
I remember
you
most
remember
of
all
it.
Of it. Yeah. That's right.
I was
so Lisa. Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say I was there when we were setting up the booths, and she was making sure that she was getting more materials than she previously asked for, and you know, in essence, those materials are asked for months in advance, but she was making sure she was going to show off that Lisa Nicole collection, and she did. Continue.
Well, she sure did show it off, her collection of meds, because she lost it in the middle of the thing. But anyway, so Lisa Nicole was operating, like he says, a booth in the celeb zone at the Essence Festival in the convention center. There were people who were taking pictures with other celebrities who had booths there. I believe Yandy Smith and her friend Jonathan were in the booth next to us, and then Lisa Nicole, and then Cynthia Bailey was right there, and then Lisa Nicole was on the other side of her. And long story short, Asante and I were returning from, I believe, grabbing something, whatever. We were coming back to the area, and Lisa Nicole was in a full-blown motherfucking blowout argument with one of her staff.
Shit.
that was in the that was assisting her, I guess. Or maybe it could have been the way that bitch was standing up to Lisa Nicole. She had to be a partner. She had to be part owner or some shit because she wasn't having it. In fact, this is when they really got out of control. The woman walked the fuck off. Very much, it was like, I'm gonna try to reenact it for you. It was very much friend, like you could see her, like she was throwing her hands up. Ooh. And she was like, "Fuck!" It looked like, speaking of crump dancing, that's what it looked like she was doing, the way she was gesturing in Lisa's face or whatever. Next thing you know, she turned around and Lisa Nicole, when she turned around, I think Lisa Nicole, you know, when you be arguing with a motherfucker, you be trying to be two, three, four, five steps ahead. So you already anticipate what they're about to do. And that's obviously, Lisa Nicole was definitely in fight mode. So when the lady turned around, Lisa Nicole grabbed her wrist to try to stop her from walking away. Cause this lady had literally hitched a ride on Jack and Jill, her two legs, and was out of there. Wow. And so Lisa Nicole grabbed her arm. Mind you, me and Asante watching all this go down.
We're like, oh, literally God, looking at them like tussle or something. Like what the hell?
So Lisa Nicole grabbed her. She grabbed that. Asante, remember she grabbed her wrist? You could tell Lisa Nicole got kids too. Because the way she grabbed that lady wrist, that's how she used to be snatching them little kids up that she got with Dr. Darren and them. As soon as that lady turned around to take off, that mama jean kicked in and Lisa Nicole grabbed that lady's wrist. But that lady was like, bitch, you ain't my mama, basically, because she took that same wrist that Lisa Nicole had grabbed and she snatched down. You know, if you ever, my daddy taught me this years ago, if anybody ever grab your wrist and you want to get down, them and let you go, you pull down. You know, you pull in towards that grip and down.
Come on, self-defense class.
That's right. Kick ass, baby. Kick ass. But anyway, so that's what the lady did. And then she like took off. She was walking, but she was walking so fast she might as well have been running. Okay, put it. They needed to put was a number, pin a number to the front of her chest and the back of her back, and she could have.
Damn, what could have happened?
It could have been an event. Yo, running.
We was literally thinking that too. It was like, damn,
for it to be so bad that you couldn't contain it in that moment.
She fucking lost it, and then she took off after the lady.
Remember
that, Asante?
Yes, she
did. And now that is the point where I think she kind of realized that she was in front of so many people, because I remember she kind of started yelling, but then she dropped her voice down immediately. Remember, that's why he laughed, because she did. It was like this. You're gonna come back here. Like, that's how she did. She took off after her or whatever. Me and Asante was like, oh my God. Because it was like literally like watching a live stage play version of what we had seen her do on Married to Medicine. And that's my Lisa Nicole story.
It was definitely like riveting theater. Like, it was like, yep. What? Like, are y'all for real?
Lisa Nicole story. Asante,
have y'all ever been in that position where something
happened? Lisa Nicole ain't never tried to snatch nothing from me.
No, you know, like where you in public and something's going down that you really want to like check so bad, but you're like, too many eyes on me. Or do you not give a fuck? You're just like, it's got to get handled regardless.
Well, I am that way that you said in the end, but I have been in that situation that you just referenced before. Yes, I have. And it has taken the patience of, you know, Job in the Bible, you know that story, the patience of Job. It has taken the patience of Job sometimes to restrain myself. Woo. But yes, I have been in that predicament and I don't never want to do it again.
I have too, but I have good restraint. Like, I'm like, I'm very old school in that sense where it's like, we gonna keep this shit in the house. You know, even if it's business, friendship, romantic, whatever the case, you will not catch me arguing with anybody on the street at an event. Like, it has to be something egregious for me to have to just yell and fucking grab your wrist at Essence Fest.
You won't catch me arguing with nobody I know in public. I have restraint when it comes to people, fair, places, and things that I know.
But if it's a stranger that's acting up,
you might get,
okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I might
lose
my way.
That's a fair distinction.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Fran, because I know Fran is the nicest person I've ever met, but Fran will get your motherfucking ass out the paint if
necessary.
She has to. So.
Wait, weren't y'all both there? I think it was outside of that venue where the Reed was premiering their Fuse show. Do y'all remember that lady? I don't know, one of y'all was with me.
Yeah. I was there and you were there. It was a
and
few
she was
people
acting up
God.
With I think with XD or something. Something happened. I don't remember exactly, but we were
we
trying.
Was enjoying
the are you talking about the lighter lady?
Yes, remember?
I already know everything because that's the only thing I could think about from that night. I was like, that woman.
Who
was
she fighting with? Was it with you or XD?
She was mad because we wouldn't let her enjoy the sidewalk
with
as well.
With y'all, and a stranger,
right? A stranger. Like
the entitlement, no, and was really and then, in y'all's faces, and y'all were trying not to, you know, because it was a white woman, and you're like, all right, you know, let's let her.
And her being a white woman, you think she would know better than not to pull up on us like the cops? And XD was the one that clocked that immediately. Was like, no, ma'am. And it was first of all, it was already a no, but then it was like a hell motherfucking no for her to like try to bump in like that. It was like no, and then she wanted to get all white woman on us after we told her no. It was crazy. It was
that
insane.
Was such a wild night. But I think that's the first time that all of us had to fight. And restrain ourselves
because the one of the things that had set her offbeat, one of the things that had set her off was the fact that we told her like it ain't gonna work, man.
Right.
Like we already
this,
know.
We told her this
famous
this
last
taken.
Words. Yeah, you it's not gonna happen here. So and she didn't like that. So
she tried to say she could do some shit to us. Like
and
the,
then we cracked a couple jokes too. Yeah.
I mean,
we did, you know,
but she was, and we but laughed. She did that because she kept like leaning over when it was over and like trying to get back in. It was like, why is she still here? Like, I thought we like, what are you doing? Like, she just wanted more. It was crazy.
And then when people were walking
then we
by,
her
remember?
Darlene. Yeah. Remember, we called her Darlene on Rosé.
He talking about we. You know who called her
it
Darlene.
Was, right.
It was, a collective. It was a group collective decision.
While it was a hit, there's only one name on that credit, okay?
Shit. That bitch, she was on fire after that. After
oh,
we started
my
stinging.
God.
Once we started, like, clowning her ass and not engaging, like, getting mad, but just setting her on fire with jokes and shit. Remember that she couldn't take it. Remember she was going off in the cab when she pulled
and
it off.
Drew, it was she had the whole
it
comedy
was
a,
it
set.
Was
she
got, USA
but let
Dream
me tell
team.
You, she got lucky though because the door opened and Fury walked out right when she got mm-hmm. in the car.
Right when
I was
she
like,
got in that
ooh,
car.
Oh, she lucky. That would have been the cherry on the cake right there. But
oh, what a night.
The best is when you're talking to someone like super calm because you already know that they're going to try that. Like, don't raise your voice shit. So you
right.
just like calm like this.
That's, I think that's and why then, we all kept it easy because you already knew how she was coming. You could see it in her face.
And then it's already like 10 of us trying to mind our own business. But then one person's going to be like, well, they all ganged up. It's like, no, bitch. You talked to one of us. We didn't want it. They didn't want it. Then
right,
you try to get
it.
All of
we
us.
We was telling her to beat it and shit. And she was getting mad. Remember we told her, like, beat it. The fuck is wrong with you? Like, get out. Get away from us.
And
get
then
the fuck
any,
out of
any
way.
White- Any white people that walked by, she was like telling them the story. They were like, what the?
Right.
Was
and
so...
they was looking at her like, bitch.
They're like, bitch, this is
they
New York
was rolling
City.
Their ass at her. Remember how they was rolling their eyes at her and shit? That's why she was getting so mad, y'all. And that's what was making it more. That's,
I just
remember that's
Asante
what
was like, why don't
funny.
You leave?
I didn't understand. I was like, you're still here. What are you doing?
Why are you still here?
Leave. Remember he was telling, he was like, leave. He was like yelling in her face.
It just... I didn't want to get to that part.
I'm gonna miss those New York nights, man.
Man, that's why you don't need to move.
Speaking of move, okay, I'm so glad. This is a perfect segue. So I was tweeting, yesterday that I found the cutest house. It is
in Brooklyn.
No, it is in the city that y'all know I'm moving to, and it is so me. It has like skylights. It has the garden in the back that clearly the previous people were already gardening. So it has the beds all set up. Just like perfect. It's beautiful. Bohemian, that like boho aesthetic that I love. Bungalow style kind of. So mm-hmm. It's perfect. I send it to Maya and then she's like, oh my God, this is it. Like, this is the one. So we get on Google Maps to look at the neighborhood. You know, because I want to see.
You always got to.
You got to do it. And so I'm like, it's too good to be true. So we're looking around. We're making it move side to side. Okay, neighbors' houses look cool. nothing shady. So we pan across the street. And it's a cemetery.
Oh,
no.
The
whole.
Now, see.
But listen to me. Oh. The whole field, the entire business of the cemetery is just right across the street. That's it. Like when you're looking out your front door, it's a cemetery.
Tombstones.
Now, how would y'all feel? This is a whole different version of marriage or mortgage. This is cemetery or mortgage. How would y'all feel if you find your dream home it's across the street from a sad cemetery? Would you pass on it?
Well, I don't think my dream home is across the street from the damn cemetery.
Okay.
Fred, first of all, I don't think yours is either, if I'm being truthfully honest. Second of all, I knew something was up when you said that they had been gardening, because I know where you're moving. And although, you know, I just ain't never heard that area attached to no agriculture in that way. So I'm like, why is the ground so fertile? Why is the ground so damn fertile?
Stop
right
it,
there?
Don't say that.
Oh, baby. They got some fertilizer over there. So that's why I like, you know.
I don't know. Jade was like, at least you know your neighbors are quiet.
Oh, no.
Because if them motherfuckers give you a noise complaint, it ain't going to come by way of the police.
But here's the thing. When I tweeted that, a lot of people live across, next door to cemeteries. They were like, Fran, it's cool, dude. Like, it's easy.
And ghost accounts.
Podcast.
Ooh.
Podcast.
Ass accounts. That's who said this shit to you.
Oh. Okay, so wait, how does the front look? Like, could you put up, like, could you make the back the entrance instead?
Like and just ignore, you trying to ignore the cemetery.
Yes. Yes, like you could put, like, a really nice wall in the front.
Asante just going to disassociate.
We're going to pretend it ain't there.
Look, flipping houses the new way, okay? Look, we're going to turn this around.
Just put some bushes across the street slow. I don't know.
Yes, you do.
It's split because all of my woo-woo friends were like, that's all right.
Yeah.
And then everyone else was like, no, girl, you know them. They gonna love your energy because you're so cool and chill. They gonna come to your terrace. Wanting to
hold the door for you and shit. You walking up to your house and the door just open up. Every time you walk up to the house, you're like, why do my door just open and close for me?
Okay. And then the ghost like, damn, I can't nice chivalrous ghost. For you. Like, what's up? Like,
Fran gonna have polite ghosts. Like, just, you know. Mary, this shit that just happened for you. Though. Cabinets open, refrigerator.
I met someone on Twitter. Someone was like, but is it black folk buried in there? Because that might be a whole other thing. And shout out to my homie Raven. She's actually kind of funny. She was like, I'm more worried about the unrest of people who are living. Those are the people you should be worried about. I don't think you should worry about a cemetery. With people who are peacefully resting. I'm like, yeah, but what about the ones who aren't peacefully resting?
I was going to say, as long as they're peacefully resting, okay.
Which they will be across the street from your ass. That's one thing I will say. I know, I'm trying to, you know, just consider all sides, you know. Right. If I was across the street, you know, and I had to have a neighbor in that way, you know, my final neighbor type shit, I would definitely want it to be me, Fran. So that's all I'm saying.
Wow, the highest compliment.
Wow.
I just feel like they're going to be hyped if they see me moving there. Like, she is just so sweet. Look at this little cherub.
So ooh, when you move, you're going to be driving, right?
Asante's just trying to work around. I should just drive out the back and never leave out the front.
I mean,
it's the ultimate valet.
I just don't want to drive past it. I don't want to, like, it's not that I'm even scared of it as much as it's just like, I don't want to think about it. Cause you know I'm emotional. Sometimes I might be looking at the cemetery wondering what's up. Like
I know, like looking through the names, cause you know I'm gonna go across the street and want to know the stories and what happened and people were sharing that. Like
wait.
See,
you're not about to browse the fucking cemetery, friend. Talking about wanting to know their names and the stories and what happened. Think about that.
You know
Dustin,
me.
I know. That's why I'm trying to save you.
But Dustin, you know, friend, like she just said, the cemetery, you know, while they over there pushing up daisies, friend might discover a new daisy that day and then get enthralled with the name and then wonder what happened.
Don't they have movie nights in L.A. that's in the cemetery? Yes. There's a movie thing where they watch... It's like projected on a screen and you chill on a cemetery. That's like.
Yeah, like some Michael Myers or something, friend. But not Mika no damn. Myers. Ain't nobody watching Beaches. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Friend.
Oh.
Keep looking. And why, if this is a friend, then I love you to death, you know, but we all got strengths and weaknesses. We all got strengths and weaknesses. Baby, if this is what you done found, let's get an agent. Let's get a real estate agent, friend, to be the boots on the ground of the operation, please, friend, and get you some more options. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, friend. I know you trying. I love you, friend. I know you trying, friend. But there are people who do that.
Oh, let's use one of them, friend. Some girl tweeted me and said, respectfully, friend, but this sounds right up your alley.
I mean, it do sound kind of on par, but I don't want to take it there.
Crime Zone episodes on 10. Reporting live. You hear me?
The only thing I will say is that your Halloween decorations, your fall decorations, period, would be like off
unmatched.
The chain, friend.
Unmatched.
Oh my God.
Who's going to fuck with me?
Oh my God.
Well, let me not ask that.
Okay.
Right, please. For you just hear a bunch of knuckles. You go outside on your front porch, like, who going to fuck with me? You just hear a bunch of knuckles cracking under the grass.
Stop it. I just wake up in the morning.
Think about so many things.
So before we get out of here, do you have anything else you'd like to add to this week's episode?
Yeah, anything we get missed? A real estate agent. That's all I got to say, friend. I know somebody in California that maybe can help you in the area that you're talking about. She ain't moving to Cali, y'all. I'm just saying, maybe
in the West,
in the
it's West.
Talking about friends.
Right,
yeah,
right.
In the West.
Oh, y'all have my face literally red and hurting. I knew y'all would laugh at that story. I was like, I have to tell the guys this on the show. Yeah. That's why I didn't even text
story,
y'all.
As long as it's not the origin story of your new beginnings, okay?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I got to come in the back, friend. If you want to
talk about,
if you
talk about
why
a mud room,
you might. Is Asante climbing over the fence in the backyard? Yes, I am. I can't. I just don't want to. I just don't want to be in the same area.
I thought of that too, because I was like, even if I'm cool with it, it's gonna be funny when people come visit. They're gonna be like, bitch.
When if that's what you need to be worried about.
I wouldn't
about,
tell
friend.
None of y'all if that's the house or not. Y'all just gonna have to wait and see.
Friend. See, I'm gonna just keep you on Zoom. Mm-mm.
And Hotel Tonight open. Please. Hotel Tonight app open. Because this right here. Speaking of hotels, if anyone's listening to this show that is connected to a major hotel chain on the corporate side.
Right.
You know, okay. Like in the marketing department, something like that. Hit your boy up.
There are plans to be made.
Thank you.
Can you make it two boys? Okay.
Pretty much Airbnb, Marriott, Moxie, Kempton Hotel Group. You know, you guys, please hit me up.
Okay, a little Marriott Hilton
something
action.
Something to talk to you guys about. Thank you.
Here for it.
Dustin Ross at the Ritz-Carlton.
I guess that's it for us this week, huh?
That's it.
That's it for our Shoot the Shit episode. As always, we love you guys so much, and we thank you for listening. We'll catch you guys next week.
Thank you.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A.,
a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.